My conversation with Chaz made me appreciate that much more how essential Ivy student newspapers are in reporting not just on Ivy hoops, but all of the conference's athletic programs, many of which receive little attention elsewhere. In fact, it was just today, Thursday, that the Daily Pennsylvanian ran a guest column by former Penn Athletic Director Steve Bilski, urging the Ivy League, if it must have basketball conference tournaments at all, to at least include only three teams for both the men and women, with the number 2 and number 3 seeds facing each other for the right to play the number 1 seed in the tournament final. That way, the regular season champ has a greater built-in advantage come tourney time. I happen to agree with Bilski, only differing with him on the now seemingly age-old question of where the tourney should be held. He says it should be held annually at the Palestra, which just may be more palatable for planning, marketing, and league celebratory purposes than my suggestion, which is and has been to just hold it on the home court of the men and women number 1 seeds as a reward for the program supporters and having the best regular season. The point here, though, is that newspapers are supposed to inform and be a thoughtful point of exchange for facts and ideas. By and large, the Ivy League student newspapers do that, whether it's regarding varsity basketball, squash, or far weightier topics. So cheers to them. That'll do it for this edition of Inside Ivy Hoops. For Ivy Hoops Online, I'm Mike Toney.